You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on October 17th, 2024. And this week we're talking about the number of weeks out of the year that a preacher can preach a truly great sermon. A popular pastor recently claimed that the number is maybe 20 to 30 times a year. Yet, what is it that makes a sermon great? And does a sermon have to be great in order to be effective? We're going to talk about that today. For links to the post we're talking about and some other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/10-17-24. Now for our discussion this week. Here's the post that prompted our discussion today. If I'm honest, I don't think anyone can deliver a powerful message in today's context 48 times a year. As my friend Jeff Henderson hauntingly asks leaders, how many truly great messages do you have in you per year? The first time he asked the question, I thought, zero. But the real answer isn't zero or 48. It's probably under 30, though maybe it's closer to 20. Which is why team teaching is such a great idea. Not only do you not have the pressure of preaching 48 times a year, but the congregation gets exposed to different voices and different styles. When I was a younger preacher, I was too insecure to want to have other preachers who might be better than me stand up to preach. These days, I crave it. Kerry Newhoff is an influential pastor, podcaster, and author. One of his books I've read is titled At Your Best. It is maybe one of the best books that I have read on the topic of productivity. However, I would not endorse what he said in this post. There's a small part of it that I would agree with, and we'll talk about that here in just a minute. But on the whole, I believe this reflects a misunderstanding of the work of preaching and what we should expect from a sermon. So there are a few points I want to talk about here today. First, I want to start with what I can agree with him on. It is good to have other people preach from time to time. We discussed this on the podcast early last year, and I'll link to that episode in the show notes if you missed that discussion. It is beneficial to the church to have other people up there preaching at different times. It gives them an opportunity to hear others. It helps develop the abilities of the men in the congregation when they get up to preach from time to time. But it's also beneficial to the preacher. There is a value in the preacher who normally gets up there to speak getting a chance to hear others who are teaching and preaching the Word of God. It also can help prevent burnout. Now, this doesn't mean we move to a mutual edification model where there is no located preacher and the men of the congregation just rotate and take turns and one will preach one week and someone else will preach the next week. There is still a benefit in having someone like Timothy doing that work on a regular basis. But there are a few problems that I saw with what he said in that post. Number one is a problem of expectations. Not every sermon is going to be great, and that's okay. I wrote about this in one of the first issues of the Plain Bible Teaching Sermons newsletter, and I'll link to the archive of that email in the show notes if you want to read that. But when we think about a sermon being great, we're usually judging that from a human standard, that it was eloquent, it was dynamic, it was powerful, or some other adjective that we want to use. But remember the Apostle Paul. We might think that, well, he was an apostle, so he must have been a great speaker. But he would not have had the polished presentation that the average attendee of a typical megachurch would expect from their pastor. Paul told the Corinthians, "And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God." We do not need an impressive presentation every time we get up to preach. We just need to preach the gospel. He said in his second letter to these brethren, "For I do not wish to seem as if I would terrify you by my letters. For they say, his letters are weighty and strong, but his personal presence is unimpressive and his speech contemptible. Let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when absent, such persons we are indeed when present. Paul taught the same message in person as he did in the letters that he wrote to these brethren. But he said his personal presence was not going to draw people to him. So Paul may not have been a good speaker, but he was a great preacher. And we need to strive to be more like Paul and not like the popular megachurch pastors today. Number two, there's a misunderstanding about what makes a message powerful. We are not the power behind the message. The power is in the gospel. Paul said that I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The salvation of the world does not depend upon us coming up with some clever idea or some unique take on a passage that no one has ever heard before. The gospel is God's power for salvation, and if we are preaching the gospel in its simplicity and its purity, then that is a powerful message. Number three, this is out of touch with reality. If, as Kerry Newhoff said, we can only preach 20 truly great sermons a year, well, then who's going to preach the rest of them? In the original post, he talked about preaching 48 times a year. I don't know why. There are 52 weeks in a year, after all. But if there are 52 weeks in a year, and a preacher can only preach 20 truly great sermons, then there are 32 other weeks that we need to find someone else who can preach a truly great sermon since the preacher can't do it. Well, let's say those 32 weeks are covered by 8 men of the congregation preaching once every 3 months. The math works out, but is that reasonable? I don't believe that the average church has 8 men who are willing and able to preach on a regular basis. If a church does, that's great. Most churches, I don't believe, have that many men who can do that. But even if a church does have 8 men who can do that, will those lessons be truly great, at least according to the standard of guys like Kerry Newhoff? Because he said the regular preacher can't do it, so we're going to expect these other guys to do that since he can't. Now, this is just not a reality for normal-sized churches. Again, as I said at the beginning, it is good to have others preach from time to time, but we need to be more realistic about how often that's going to happen. And it's not going to be 20 to 30 weeks out of the year if the congregation is supporting a preacher to work with them. But then number four, a message doesn't need to be truly great to be effective. Remember what God said to the prophet Isaiah, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." Instead of trying to come up with some great lesson, we just need to faithfully preach the word, to speak as the oracles of God, as 1 Peter 4 and verse 11 says. Paul told Timothy, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Many will want to have their ears tickled by charismatic preachers with catchy sermon titles and professional presentations. Those people won't endure sound doctrine, but sound doctrine is what we need to preach. So from a human perspective, we may not make a great presentation every week, but we do have a great gospel to preach. And if we will teach the word of God in its simplicity and its purity, the message can be effective because it is God's word, not ours. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this episode to be helpful. For links to the original post that we talked about and some other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/10/17/24. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, then that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.